What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Right back into a 7 o'clock hour on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to you, Kansas City. Thanks for listening to us. Make sure you go to the Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you want to do. Like, subscribe to the video. You can watch it. And it's just like everything else you do in life. Yeah. You watch sports shows on TV. You can watch them anywhere you go.
Ours are actually good and entertaining, unlike the ones on ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
But yeah, it is a Tuesday. Shout out to you guys. Must be nice.
Why does he always do that to us on Tuesday? It's like we don't have sex any other day of the week. I
mean, I'm offended.
I mean, is it, I don't know this. I'm not in a relationship. Is it bad if you're only having sex one night a week if you're like married or
I think with a lot of married people, my wife and I actually like each other first, you know, and we kind of got together a little bit later in life in our 30s. A lot of people we know got together in high school and don't even like each other. No, never done anything like that before.
You're putting like a skull cap on, be like, welcome to Malone. Go get some ice, we're low.
But I think, honest to God, and we can get this in because we don't have school going on right now.
We can get this in?
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm just thinking of something else.
Just Maloney in a skull cap?
Yeah. Maloney
I'm going to show you what I did Earl's premiere.
Yeah, Maloney sitting in my driveway last night guarding the driveway for the TPers was great. Man, he showed up about 9 o'clock last night with a 30-pack of stones and sat there all night waiting for these people to show up. Like, if you can't rely on Maloney to show up and guard the driveway, nobody can. But back to my original point, I think the longer you're married, the less it happens for most people. And I think if you were to tell people as a married couple you're having it once a week, people would look at you and go, man, that's a lot, right? I think for a lot of married people, the older you get, couple of times a year, man. And that's what I'm hearing from people that are you know.
So like my life, yeah, I'm single.
But yeah, that you got an excuse. But that's what I've heard from a lot of people. Like I think married people, when they have kids, a lot of these people just tolerate each other to get through it for the kids. They don't really love each other anymore. That's always been the problem. And I'm not trying to give relationship advice though, but like that's always a problem I have with like a lot of these people marry their high school sweetheart. Like go out there and sow your oats for a while. And then if it's meant to be, come back to that person. Yeah. Right. I got a friend, the friends that we were with over on Friday, Tony and Tracy, they were telling me a story about their son and he's dating this girl now and whatnot. I go, how did they meet? And she said that they, I guess, went to high school together or whatever. And then everybody went their separate ways and hadn't spoken years. And the girls were sitting around having a conversation. If you could talk to anybody from your past, who would it be? And this girl said him, reached out on Instagram. Wow. And now here they are living together. They're probably going to end up getting married.
That's
right?
Great.
But went out and, you know, did your own thing for a decade and a half, came back together and found each other. I thought that was a really cool story of how you do it. Because I don't want to be in my marriage where I look at my wife and go, I don't really like you anymore. I'm just here for the kids. And we're lucky we don't have that. But I know a lot of people who do.
Yeah,
and it's
stinks.
Like, it just seems miserable in some of these marriages.
From the 816, turning 52 this week, and we have sex a bare minimum of 3 times a week. I prefer at least 5.
Nice. Yeah.
There you go. Dusty knows he's hard is the next text.
I know that I'm hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Always avoid the high school sweethearts. Mine left me for a guy in St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's why I hate the Cardinals.
Is that your high school sweetheart, Hannah?
Well, I was about to say, with the story that you just mentioned, it's pretty much Hannah and I's story. Went to high school the other day for like 2 weeks, left for like 8 years, did her own thing, went to college, didn't talk to each other, and then randomly saw each other at a bar one night. It was just like, boom, restarted.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, I was still living in Wyoming, but like 3 months later, I remember that night that we saw each other when I was back for a wedding. I was like, I'm going to text Hannah the first couple weeks that I did. And she texted back. And we just started going out.
Hell yeah.
Which is great. Yeah.
Which is probably what happened with Sean Payton and Bo Nix.
Yeah, really. It sounds that way, doesn't it?
He saw Bo Nix at Oregon and was like, wait a minute. In Auburn, I didn't really think that you were that great. But at Oregon, I fell in love with you. You had your 2 years. I fell back in love with you 4 years later.
I know that I'm hard.
And, you know, Sean Payton, he's got his guys back, man. He thinks he can be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Thinks he can be a top 5 quarterback in the NFL
in the next 2 to 3 years. Where are you guys on that? Because I think the top 4 in the NFL right now, there's no room for debate, right? There is really no room for debate. And I don't see any of the top 4 quarterbacks right now in the NFL falling by the wayside. I think we're all in agreement. It's Patrick, it's Mahomes, it's Allen, it's Burrow. Like those are your 4, right? Patrick, who did I say? I said Patrick and Mahomes, so he got 1 and 2. Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, and Lamar, right? I think those are the top 4 quarterbacks in the NFL. Whatever order you want to put them in for argument's sake, you go ahead and you put them in. Everybody can have a debate on number 5, and I think we'll all have a spirited debate on who we think is the 5th best quarterback in the NFL. That being said, if Bo Nix is one of the top 5 quarterbacks, according to Sean Payton, in the next 2 to 3 years, who's he knocking off that list of top quarterbacks? Because I don't think you're touching the top 4 for at least another 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, what's crazy is Mahomes, the oldest quarterback on those top 4. Yeah, like that's Lamar's true. 28. Yeah, Allen's,
my
I think,
God, 20. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, Mahomes the oldest one at 29, almost 30. Mm-hmm. He'll be 30 in a month. So I think that if you look at 4 years from now, Mahomes is 33, 34, Lamar's 32, Allen's 33, 32, Burrow's 31. That's why I don't think that changes.
Maybe not 5 years. Maybe I was going to say 10, but that seems like a long time, you know, to have four guys last another decade.
I think that it'll probably be the same four for the next 4 or 5 years, at least in my opinion, because if youth is still there, plus if Andy and Patrick are still connected, I think that there's just no way he doesn't succeed in being a top five quarterback now. Mm-hmm. Statistically wise, we can go back and be like, well, technically, but mm-hmm. I think the fifth one is there for the next few years after what I saw last year. I'll jump on it already. I'll just say it's Jaden Daniels. I think he's there. We'll see this year. Obviously, I know that CJ Stroud had a really good rookie year and then kind of went back a step, not too far back. Just didn't have the rookie year he had the year before. But then again, we do this with quarterbacks because we look at Mahomes 50 and 5,000. And then now it's like, well, if he doesn't do that, it's just not Patrick Mahomes, right? It's like, and that's a little fabricated. It's more so people think that Mahomes every year should throw for 45 touchdowns and 4,500 yards. And that's just the standard.
His biggest mistake was doing 50 and 5,000.
But that's the biggest, that's the standard he built. So, and that's the fire that he has inside of him that he wants to get back to. And, you know, we'll see if that happens. But Bo Nix, I think at best, if he's a top 10 quarterback in 5 years, I think Sean Payton's got a good chance.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good enough. I mean, top 10, because like really, if you think about who can honestly win the Super Bowl, there's what, four teams that you could honestly say could win the Super Bowl?
The Bills, the Chiefs.
Philly.
Baltimore.
And Baltimore.
Baltimore. Yeah, like, those are your top four favorites right now. Buffalo is this week's odds-on favorite.
Who are the quarterbacks of those four teams?
Yeah.
And see, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts is there.
Yeah.
But we'll see what Jaden Daniels does this year in year two.
I got Hurts as my fifth quarterback in this league. I just can't look past the two Super Bowls in the last 3 years, and you'll have to drag me kicking and screaming from Jalen Hurts. You just will. He's going to have to go out there and just be absolutely abysmal. But I think Bo Nix and I think Patrick Mahomes can be the two guys in the AFC West battling it out for the next decade. I think Bo Nix is on a higher scale right now than the guy out in LA, because I think he has a better head coach with him right now in Sean Payton. He's a quarterback speaker, man. Those two guys, I know they didn't win enough Super Bowls down in New Orleans, and that's what we judge everything on in life right now. But damn, Drew Brees was unbelievable with Sean Payton as his quarterback. And I think Bo Nix can have that same type of relationship with Sean Payton. And so I think he'll knock Jalen Hurts off eventually if he's going to be one of those top five. But I'm kind of more with Dusty. If he would have said top 10, I don't think anybody's arguing that right now with Bo Nix. I think he's on a pretty good trajectory.
That's tier
big
two.
Big year for Bo Nix this year.
I mean, that's tier two in a league of 32 quarterbacks. So, I mean, like, that's fine. That's just fine. Plus, if you put a top 10 quarterback with a top three, top two defense.
Oh, my God.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have the arm that Drew Brees has, but he could get the mindset that Drew Brees has, and that's you know, perfect.
When he can run, too.
And he's got legs.
Yeah, he showed that last year. He can really run.
And he's mature. He's older, too. I know, like, a lot of people look at that as a negative, but, I mean, he's got some of those experiences now, and he's a little bit more mature playing the position.
Been to the playoffs, got his heart broke, and we'll see what happens next. Don't forget, you can join 96.5 The Fan live at Hollywood Casino on Friday, August 8th. Cody and Gold, plus The Drive, will be broadcasting live from the sportsbook inside Hollywood Casino. We'll be registering fans to win a signed Charles Minnehue football plus a pair of tickets to Chiefs and Colts at Arrowhead. Be sure to follow Hollywood Casino on Facebook, Instagram, and X and enter their giveaway on August 7th for a chance to win $100 pin cash on August 8th every hour from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Coming up on the other side, playoff baseball happens tonight. I'll explain why it means so much here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Feel more old today seeing the fact that Sports Illustrated's featured cover was college football gearing up and it was Reggie Bush on the front, or the fact that 22 years ago Ryan Atwood and Marissa Cooper met in the OC. Shout out to the OC. Didn't watch it? Okay.
Nah, I was Orange not County. An OC guy. I did watch.
They met over six.
LC, Lauren Conrad, and what was she in before they went to the OC?
Laguna Beach?
No. Oh, man. Why can't I remember the name of that stupid show? But she was hot. I always liked her.
Yeah, she was a babe.
Yeah, she was awesome. Probably still is.
Somebody says from the 785, what can I do to help Dusty get laid? A lot.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. Where do we start? I got to be quiet first. That's a dead giveaway. But I did say earlier that I think tonight is playoff baseball. Let me explain. You have to win this game because of where your season is. You're going into the Monster. You're going into Beantown. And you get Dylan effing Crochet. Now, you can go back and look at the game that he pitched against the Royals at Coffin Stadium. I believe it was Reagans versus Crochet.
And
Crochet,
I think it was, yeah.
And Crochet got the better half. I mean, he was striking out everybody out, dude. I think he had like 8 or 9 strikeouts in that game. But this is going to be a playoff type of game. The fans in Boston love their team. We know that. They also know what's happening in New York.
And, do they?
Yeah. And when they know that's
there's
going
blood
on,
in the water.
Oh, and it's and there are fins to the left, fins to the right. Yeah. And you're the only bait in town. Shout out Jimmy. Mm-hmm. And RIP. But this is going to feel like a playoff game. Like last night, you didn't go down without a fight. You still put up 4 in the 8th. It was too little too late. You left runners on early in the game, 2nd, 3rd, bases loaded, all these sort of things. But tonight, you face a top 3 pitcher in the league, could win a Cy Young in the next few years. You're the underdog on the road. They're the better team, and you've got to go in there and steal one tonight because you have to win 2 or 3. You have to do that. You're in that part of your season where you lost last night. You got to go in there tonight, and your back's a little bit against the wall that is the Green Monster. You're going up against Dylan Crochet. You're going up against the Boston Red Sox, one of the hottest teams in baseball. You're on the road. You're the underdog. All of that sort of stuff is like if the playoffs were to have started today, and it's like, who are the Royals going to play? Oh, they're going to play Boston. Oh, who do they get? Dylan Crochet. Oh, shoot. You know, like, but you can't let that affect you. You've got to go out there and continue to put up 5 runs a game like you've been doing. Sal's got to be your captain. Bobby's got to be Bobby. And Vinny's got to be Vinny. And if you can do that and go into Boston tonight and beat Dylan Crochet, you then switch the momentum back, kind of like a playoff game. You've now switched the momentum back to your side of the field, and then you go in the rubber match where it's not a 1 o'clock start or a noon start tomorrow. It's not a short day. Mm-hmm. You get the full rest, the full sort of everything. You play again on Wednesday at 6 o'clock, and then it gets easy. You get to take a little bit of a weight off your shoulder. You come out of Toronto 1 and 2 out of 3. You come out of Boston 1 out of 2 out of 3, and then you get Minnesota, Washington, and Chicago. I mean, that's a good run of teams that you can kind of have your way with. And it kind of goes to winning this game tonight because you've won 2 out of 3 against Toronto. You've lost 1 to Boston. So you're now, what is that, 2-2 on this road trip so far. You win tonight, that pivotal swing that feels like a playoff game, that will feel like a playoff atmosphere because it is August in Boston, and they know what the standings look like, and people are starting to get that feel. Plus, they know who the Royals are.
Yeah,
they're not the old Royals that just come in here and get slapped around and the game's over and all that sort of stuff. Last night showed that. If you can get in tonight and get to Dylan Crochet early, which is something the Royals never seem to do, is get after their team early. This is a playoff type of baseball.
Well, and it's one of these games where you have to win because you mentioned, you know, all the bottom feeders that are coming up on the schedule afterwards.
Garrett Crochet.
The Minnesota Twins are coming up, you know, obviously. The Washington Nationals are coming up, obviously. But you don't want to waste games against the Boston Red Sox and be sitting here 2 or 3 under 500 when you're getting ready to take on the Minnesota Twins, and the best you can do is get back to even, right? You want to use those games against the Twins and against the Nationals to pad yourself a little bit, to give yourself a little bit of breathing room, you know, in the standings right now. You don't want to have to use those games to get back to where you are. And that's why last night was such a kind of a clunker for the Royals, because you had an opportunity to get that first game going after a great series in Toronto. You had the ability to be over 500, and immediately it's 5-0, right? And immediately all the wind is out of your sails in that game. And now you're facing, Crochet tonight, and you're thinking to yourself, oh boy, this is, as you mentioned, a top 3 pitcher in all of baseball, 2-3 ERA going up against. You don't like the odds in that one. That's a tough matchup. And now it mounts, right? And these are the type of pitchers you're going to have to beat as you fight for the playoffs or even in the postseason. You're not going to face, some schlub. You're going to be facing the Dylan Crochets, especially in that first round, of the postseason. So you got an opportunity tonight against a really good pitcher to go out there and take care of some business and really have some, fun and win a game and get back to that 500 level and then use those games against the Twins and against the Nationals to pad your record, not using those games to get back to even, because you don't want to waste 3 games against the Twins just to get back to 500. So don't fall tonight. Don't fall tomorrow. Win these games and then use these games against these losers as padding for your standings.
Yeah, because if you take 2 out of 3, especially winning tonight against Garrett Crochet, and you have another guy who's trying to make his statement with the team, as you'd mentioned, Falter last night, to not do well.
No.
Tonight is another addition. and I think it's what Bergier.
Yeah.
Bergert?
Never heard of him. Burger. Man. Bergert. Yeah. Burger. Yeah. Okay.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
We should have gotten Bergert.
Brandon Bergert. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but no, you play this game tonight. You take advantage of the series because you will win the game that I think if you look at Boston.
Ryan Bergert. I got his name right in front of me.
Ryan. Ryan, Garrett, Dylan, who gives a rip? Win the game tonight. That's all that really matters because, again, game at 6:10 tonight. Berger versus Crochet, 2.23 ERA, 2.78 ERA. So, I mean, small sample size.
Yeah.
But again, this is one of those games. Like, this is where if you want to keep the fan base believing, you win this game tonight. That's mm-hmm. why it's so important to me, why I think this feels like a playoff game. One, we're getting close to the end of the season. Wins are must wins.
Yeah.
Series are must win series. You got to string wins together. You got to put runs up. They've been doing that. Now, if they can do that tonight, this is a huge test because if you do make the playoffs, like you said, you will play against pitchers that are elite, mm-hmm. right? You will play against these guys that are going to have A stuff. And Garrett Crochet is a guy that has A++ stuff. And if you can go in there tonight and do the deed, then that's a huge swing in this series going to game three of this Boston series.
And then it's a momentum builder, too. You just beat Crochet. You didn't go out there and beat somebody you never heard of before. You went out and beat one of the best pitchers in the American League tonight.
No doubt. See, before we get into one word, another little Royals tidbit, because the Royals are third in this category.
They are third in increased attendance from a season ago. I hear a lot of people bitch about attendance at Kauffman Stadium, right? Oh, why isn't anybody there? Why isn't anybody there? That's low-hanging fruit. That is a fallacy that nobody's at Kauffman Stadium. Because
Monday at 110 degrees.
Well, there is that, too. You know, people don't go out there. But one of our listeners sent me this list yesterday. He was trying to take a shot at Cardinal fans because they're down 20-some percent from where they were a season ago when it comes to attendance. Right. We know why. And I don't blame Cardinal fans. Now,
Pedro Mozeliak, they want him to get that.
He's been employed as the GM of the Cardinals as long as you've been alive, Mac.
And he's said this is it. So he actually is getting out. New regime is coming to St. Louis.
Yeah, he's bouncing out, and I understand that. And they didn't expect the product to be good, so they didn't invest. I don't have a problem with that. Now, you can't call yourself the best fans in baseball if you're going to be that way. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But they have, like, year-over-year attendance change. And I've heard so many people complain about, oh, why aren't there more people at Kauffman Stadium? The Royals have the third-best percentage increase in attendance this year of any team in Major League Baseball. And I'm not counting the Sacramento Athletics in this because you move to a new stadium, it's not the same. We're not dealing with apples to apples, right? They're only up 17.8%, though, are the Sacramento Athletics. I mean, they're not even getting 10,000 fans a game in a 14,000-seat ballpark. So, yes, they're up, but, I mean, that's not apples to apples. So I took them out of the equation. The only teams that are drawing more this year than last year, more so than the Royals, are the Mets. They're up 43%, and the Tigers, and they're up 33, almost 34% in attendance. The Royals this year are up over 13% in attendance from where they were a year ago. That is the third highest in baseball. I hear people all the time tell me the crowds aren't good at Kauffman Stadium. The crowds aren't big at Kauffman Stadium. Where are the fans at Kauffman Stadium to support this team? Royals fans are supporting this team to the turn of 13% better than where they were a season ago, which is third best in all of Major League Baseball. That's a tip of the cap to Royals fans. They're going out there to Kauffman Stadium in a big way. Why do people say there's nobody going out to Kauffman Stadium?
Well, I think you nailed it when you said it's low-hanging fruit because it's got to be a sellout or it doesn't show.
Yeah.
But if you're averaging 25,000 fans a game.
You're averaging 22,000 fans per game compared to 19,000 a season ago. That's a big increase.
Right. And we'll see if that is either, and that can go one way or the other by the end of the season.
Sure.
Because like if you stay, you know, in the hunt and you're continuing to show that you have a fight for the chance for the playoffs, people will go to these games.
Yeah.
Now, if you get swept by Boston and then lose 2 out of 3 against Minnesota, that number will go from third to like seventh.
Sure.
Real fast.
Because
like those average of 22,000 people will go down to 18,000 to 19,000 to the rest of the people in the league. But that's what you see. Put a winning product on the field. Show the city that you care. Yep. Sign guys like Lugo. Bring guys in that can get hits and with runners in scoring position and give your team a chance to play in the playoffs. Plus, you're coming off of ALDS where you played that last game at Kauffman Stadium. I mean, winning products sell, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the Chiefs in the 90s. They figured it out quick. Hey, if we can be competitive, we can win and we can build something here, people will show up. And that's when Arrowhead was born.
That's right.
The early 90s. And it hasn't gone back since, because there's been a couple of little runs where it hasn't been great. Mm-hmm. We've seen the crowds dissipate fast.
Yeah.
But then they change that quick and say, hey, Dick, get in here and build this team up. We need something.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you go through another lull. And then it's like, hey, Andy, no, we got to pull out all the stops. Get in here. Hey, Royals, sign Bobby Witt Jr. to a long-term deal. Mm-hmm. Bring back veteran pitching. Show us winning baseball. We'll show you support.
And look how quickly it changes, too, because the Baltimore Orioles, who were a playoff team last year and the darlings of baseball, they're down 21% in attendance this year. People aren't going to pay for a bad product. And I think, you know, we get into this, oh, they're just fair weather fans and all that kind of stuff. No, it's expensive to go to games right now. And if your team isn't any good, why should you pay to go watch that bad team play in any sport? So I don't have a problem with some of these low hanging fruit teams not having great attendance at their game, not giving me a product worth $100 a ticket to go watch.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
All right, one word on a Tuesday. We'll get back to those Royals last night and what tonight means. But March Madness, some news over there in the college basketball ranks. They will not be expanding to 68 teams. This has been highly talked about, and they decided against it. One word.
Yeah, I think it's good for now until the Big Ten and the SEC whine like little children to get more of their teams and then threaten to start their own tournament in a year. That's the reason we're having this conversation, is because the Big Ten and the SEC are mad that their leagues are so big right now, they can't get more teams in, and they don't want the Kennesaw States of the world or the East Toenail States of the world or the, you know, the McMurray, you know, universities of the world to have an opportunity to get into the NCAA tournament. So they're kicking and screaming, and they're saying if they don't expand this thing eventually, they'll take their ball and go home. I think the NCAA tournament at 68 literally is the only thing every sports fan can agree upon. Like, everybody's good at 68, right?
Well, add one more.
Yeah. But, like, nobody's pushing to add more teams. Like, everybody's content in sports. Everybody argues about everything else. Everybody's pretty content at 68. So my one word is smart, comma, for now. Because you know this is going to change.
Just a sentence.
Three words. Yeah. Just a sentence. My one word is fantastic. I don't want this to get more and more, because you're going to liquidate it.
That's right.
It's not going to mean as much to me. Like, well, more teams in makes it harder to get to the Final Four. Well, it's more so like you got to – what is it they always use? Punch your ticket.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be a participation tournament. Oh, congratulations. You won 19 games. That's pretty good. Get into the tournament. See what you can do. No, if you want to get in from the SEC or the Big Ten or the Big – win more games.
Yeah.
Know that there are teams out there. Schedule harder opponents. Don't have a Cinderella cakewalk schedule in your first five games. Go play like the teams Duke, Kansas, and all those teams do. So then when Kansas gets in at a 21-11 season, and everyone goes 21-11, that team from the SEC that's down there, Vanderbilt, they didn't play anybody.
Right.
You got to do this. That's the system. I don't want to see it expand. Keep it at 68. I don't want it to get to 96 or whatever the hell, 108 or whatever it will be. Keep it there. Plus, I don't want to write that much. You don't click that much in my bracket.
Exactly. It's a lot. The bracket is perfect at 68. But then, and this is, this is where I caution these leagues and these places to stop with the money grab, man.
Then the tournament's going to start on Monday, and then we're having a whole week of just playing BS.
Yeah,
and
nobody's going to pay attention to all that crap.
And now it starts.
And nobody's going to pay attention to the play-in games now. Nobody's going to pay attention to more play-in games. We're going to all still pay attention on that Thursday. So I just don't think you need to do it. But when the Big Ten and the SEC whine like little children because they want the 17th place team in the SEC in over the team that won the Mountain West, it's just a money grab for those two leagues. They need to sit down and figure out how ways to get in. And if you don't get in, then you weren't good enough, man.
What do they do to us?
It's similar in college football now. You only need 7 wins. Hell, sometimes even 6. Go 500, you got a bowl game.
Got a bowl game.
Yeah, it just doesn't mean as much as it used to. Yeah. I was fine with 64 teams. Over staying in the college ranks, but over to football. One word, the ACC is going to let fans hear replay booth discussions. So there's a big replay. There's a big maybe controversial call or whatever. They're going to hear what those guys are saying now in the booth to each other. One word.
Perfect. Because now we have a reason why. How many times have we heard these reviews and everybody's wondering what the decision was that went into making that call? Now you're going to hear them go through it. As long as they don't use microphones like from the moon to earth, you know, where you can barely hear and it's all jumbled. Clear, clean sound so everybody can hear the reasoning. I think it's perfect. And if it goes well, I guarantee you we see this in other sports real fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One word. I have so many here. Fantastic, brilliant, insight, great, knowledgeable.
Accountability is another one you can use too.
Yeah, now that's you can hear one. Be like, well, they're saying that he was out. No, Frank, that's not what they're saying. They're saying the possession changed before he went out. That way you kind of know what they're deliberating between instead of just like the guy like in Madden back when it first came out. Yeah. The ruling on the field stands. Or maybe there's a guy there's like, man, I got like at least three units on this game. I think he was out. Hey, by the way, they have us recorded now. Now, I think it's brilliant. I think it's fun. I think it's insight. I think it's...
I love it.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, is a lot of it going to be boring? Probably. Is a lot of it going to sound like the NBA when they do the replays where like, yeah, they're saying his foot was out. Yep, okay, got it. Thank you. All right. And then you can kind of hear him off mic where they're like, foul on 33.
Yeah.
Ball goes back to white, and there's 1:13 left on the clock. Mm-hmm. And then they do the exact same thing on the microphone.
Exactly.
So you're going to hear the explanation before the explanation, but it's still kind of cool. Even though the guys in the NBA look like they're looking at your pizza rolls at 2:00 in the morning. Like right here, man. It's like, the ruling on the field stands. It was a travel call.
Yeah.
You know?
Does anybody know how to work a microphone, too? We were watching, I think, a little bit of the Hall of Fame thing the other day. Like, all these guys bend down for the microphone. Like, you know they move, right? Yeah, like, you can adjust this microphone.
Somebody says, rugby used replay audio, and it was great.
Oh, nice.
Can't imagine it'd be terrible.
Yeah, I bet it's going to be great.
It's going to be fantastic.
Like you
then
said,
you know
Bob,
exactly.
More people will do this.
Yeah.
Shedeur Sanders, QB4 on the first step chart for the Cleveland Browns. One word.
Hysterical.
drama. I mean, it seems perfect, right? Like, we talk about Jerry Jones keeping people relevant. This is keeping Cleveland relevant.
Yeah.
Shedeur's number four. What? Guess what? He's making the team. He'll be the third string quarterback when it's all said and done. And then next year he'll be like, can he get on the field and play?
Right.
It's a long process here. The Browns know what they're doing.
They don't.
I mean, with this situation, they do. They don't know what they're doing as an
organization. Oh, with the drama situation. Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
With the team, yes. But with Shedeur Sanders, absolutely they knew what they're doing. They waited. Then when we had Haslam come out and be like, well, what's my pick?
Right.
And then the depth chart comes out, well, he's fourth. Really? Dylan
Gabriel.
Crochet. I'm kidding. Dylan Gabriel is better. Yeah, Garrett Gabriel is better than Shedeur Sanders. Humble yourself, Dusty. It's okay. And so, yeah, I think it's brilliant from the drama aspect because I will probably not watch a minute of a Cleveland Browns game unless it's on Red Zone/ESPN/ during a commercial. Yeah, I'm good, man.
During a commercial on Red Zone or during a commercial of an NFL game?
A commercial on Red Zone.
I know.
Yeah.
Seattle Kraken took a trip and they encountered a bear.
Close call between a sea troll and a grizzly bear. Shockingly, this is not a joke, and it's actually kind of terrifying. So the sea troll is named Bowie, and he's the mascot for the Seattle Kraken hockey team. The team was fly fishing in Canada for a community outreach program when, look at that, a grizzly bear crashes the party, at one point charging Bowie. Now, one player blamed Bowie, saying the bear was very interested in his whole look.
What do you think about that one word?
Run. I mean, the video of the mascot getting like chased by a grizzly bear in a river is something that I didn't know I'd ever see in my entire life. Let me tell you something. There's going to be a mascot and it's going to be in a river in Canada fly fishing and a grizzly bear is going to chase it. Okay, how long have you been in the garage? No, this legitimately happened and there's video proof for it.
Yes,
run is the only word I can use for that.
Well, you're supposed to play dead when a bear comes after you, they say.
Yeah,
how many people have actually done that?
Right,
come on,
who's playing dead when a bear comes after
me?
Your initial instinct is to run.
Yeah, it's like when the movie Jurassic Park came out, don't move and he can't see you. Speak for yourself.
Yeah,
I'm going to die running. That guy sat on the toilet and got ate in Jurassic Park. I guess he was moving. But yeah, I don't know. Hilarious. Wild. I mean, Alaskan fly fishing and a bear's coming out of nowhere. I mean, yeah, like Bob said, just or get in the water and swim.
I bet that you got that mascot suit on too, so you're probably thinking to yourself, I don't want to ruin this suit.
At least you could float.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I mean,
as a mascot fishing, getting attacked by a bear. Have you not seen the movie The Revenant?
Yeah.
I need my salary raised right now, please.
Yeah.
One word on the Royals tonight.
Win.
Yeah. Massive. Garrett Crochet on the mound. Not Dylan, Garrett.
Playoffs.
Yeah. That's what it is. You'll see. You'll watch it tonight. You'll see. 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hit the garage at 5:45. Right. Beautiful. After you're done with Vern's pregame show or Vern's on deck show at 5 o'clock. Hit the garage. Come back out and be like, okay, what are we going to eat for dinner? Kiss my ass. Please don't. The only place to hear Chiefs Cardinals is Saturday here on 96.5 The Fan. The Royals will be Saturday on The Fan FM on 610 with Vern's on deck show starting at 5 o'clock. Coming up, it's Bob's favorite part of the week. It's Tuesday threesome here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
I mean, that's a really good threesome.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Diving right back into it on a Tuesday. And he says, you got to give him a stick at Jack Lynx, then run. That's it at Sasquatch, right? Like, that's what.
Yeah, that doesn't work for bear.
Don't mess with Bigfoot, I think was the old tagline back in the day.
Yep.
I used to love that. Don't mess with Sasquatch.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Vinny Pasquantino's got an endorsement. And he just needs to bring it back to life.
Yes.
Because, like, I feel like beef jerky would be a great endorsement. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how expensive? I remember that was the first thing I realized how expensive it was when I was a kid, using my allowance money at Quick Trip, drive my bike up there and go get some pemmican beef jerky teriyaki flavor. They'd be like, $4.80. And I'm like, for 7 pieces of beef jerky?
Well, that was right. The good beef jerky. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can buy the crap beef jerky for a lot cheaper. But when you buy those, like, the chunks of meat that are really good, yeah, that stuff's expensive, man.
Pemmican beef jerky.
I remember that. Pemmican, yeah.
Had, like, a tribal chief on the front. It was a blue bag, and the teriyaki was, like, moist.
Yeah, it was. It was moist. Oh, it was fantastic. Nice.
It was so good.
It was really good
beef
jerky.
And they had a peppered one, too. Yep. Those are the only two I ever got, was peppered and teriyaki.
Teriyaki was really good. Now I'm craving. I can almost taste. Do they still sell it? I don't know. I haven't looked for beef jerky in years right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I couldn't tell you last time. Well, we had like the little like Jack Link sticks or the Slim Jim sticks on vacation because those are perfect.
Yeah,
like,
those are great snacks.
Build a sandwich, little chips, little stick of jerky that's hot.
And just slap into a Slim Jim or whatever they like to stay.
Yeah. They're together in heaven.
Oh,
maybe.
But
12-ounce bag of the peppered pemmican, $28.50.
Oh, my God. I remember you go to QT back in the day. It was like $4 or $5 a bag.
That's what I'm saying. That was like 98.
Yeah, a long time. And then they had those little nuggets that you could buy, too, of kind of like beef jerky or steak nuggets or whatever
Links.
They were.
Yeah,
you
they know? Like the buffalo nuggets or whatever.
Those were really good, too. But those were also expensive. So, you know, got to take out a loan to buy beef jerky these days. Right. Lowest loan. All right, so here we go. Our Tuesday threesome today. And
last week's was tough. Did you tell Mac about last week's when he was gone?
No, I did not.
Oh, what was it?
It was Caesar salad, Greek salad, and...
just an antipasta, you know.
Oh, like an antipasta salad.
Italian foods in the thing and whatnot, so it was really good. But I think today's going to be very difficult for you as well. The mahi tacos from Twisted Fresh, which we enjoyed last night. And as Dusty said, he likes the taco leavings at the end. You know, you get all the stuff that fell out of the taco.
What's his name? Sloth from Goonies?
Yeah.
Baby Ruth.
Yeah. So I got the mahi fish tacos from Twisted Fresh. They're double shelled. You know, I got the soft shell, the hard shell, some sriracha sauce that they put on. I mean, they
give you all the sauces. Yeah, they're all in little cups.
It's fantastic. And they do a great job there. So I did that. And then for whatever reason, I may have been the only one who actually liked this product. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup pulled pork sandwich that they had at the K last year or 2 years ago. Oh, my God. I never thought like the combination of pulled pork and Reese's Peanut Butter Cup would be something that I would ever want. but that was phenomenal. And then my third one is we're starting to get into the fall and we're running out of time. It's strawberry pie season, everybody.
Oh, America.
That's right. Who wants some strawberry pie? So those are my three today. The Mahi Fish Tacos from Twisted Fresh, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Pulled Pork Sandwich that the K had, and Jerry's Strawberry Pie.
Hello, America.
Put it that way, I know where my answer is going. Mac, you want to say the right answer on 3 seconds? Two, one.
Strawberry pie.
Oh, because I don't think he's had the fish.
Fresh.
I don't think he's had the tacos from Twisted Fresh.
Which yet. I know, I trust you guys. I imagine these are gas. I love Mahi tacos. Mm-hmm. You guys say how good it is. So, yeah, I know that's the right answer.
Why wouldn't you go get your tacos today?
Right. That's a good call.
And go get it fresh around here.
I don't know around here, but there's one at like College in Quivira. I know that. I saw another one was opening somewhere.
The one that's like close to my house, like 6 minutes from my house, which is very dangerous.
Is that on Prior Road,
too? Yeah, it's over there with 30 Hop and Mr. Green.
Oh, it's in that same thing?
Yeah,
oh, that's
I'm telling you.
That is secretly becoming the best food corner in the entire metro area, Prior Road and whatever that is over
there. Yeah, because you have Jackstack across the street, then you have 30 Hop, Firebirds, Twisted Fresh, Red Door Grill.
Nick the Greek.
Nick the Greek's over there.
Wow.
All that just boom.
It's like right there in one shopping center.
6 minutes from my house.
The only problem is you don't know what you want because you get there and you're like, it all sounds good.
Then there's Roots.
Yeah, Roots is good.
Roots is great. Seasonal menu place over there as well. 30 Hop's fantastic. They have a really good variety of a menu. And then, Twisted Fresh is where I'm going on those Mahi tacos.
So you're going with the Mahi tacos?
Yeah, dude. Because you can get a cocktail there while you get your tacos.
You're going with the strawberry pie. I don't think the one in Kansas has cocktails.
Lame.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think the one that I go to. I don't think it does.
Now, the one I was at, it had like anywhere from like Modelo, Bud Light, Budweiser, Miller Light to...
That must be the Missouri-Kansas differentiation.
Like High Noon, Cutwater. So you can get a 13.5 Cutwater and drink.
Some gummies in the back. I mean, it's got everything at this place.
I've been telling them to get Surfsides there. They're like, your order's next. I'm like, all right, thank you very much.
They don't care, The average employee doesn't care what you think about what they should carry, does he?
Right, that's just,
Hello, America.
But so you're going with the pie, Mac?
Well, yeah, I haven't had the other two, but if I was just going, I don't care that I haven't, I'd go the Mahi Tacos. Okay. But I do kind of want to try that sandwich.
Oh, it's fantastic. But they don't do it anymore.
Emily reminds me, Cava's over there.
Yeah, Cava's over
Cava's
there,
great.
Too. Yeah.
Bibby Bop's over there.
Yeah, I'm telling
Starbucks.
That corner and Prior Road is starting to be better than 85th and Warnell when it comes to the best food corner in Kansas City. Now, 85th and Warnell has Waldo Tie, but they've got a new chef, so I'm interested to see how that's going to be. New ownership there. Corner Cocktail. Shelly's Mexican
over
restaurant.
There too.
816 says, how dare you leave out Pearl Tavern?
Is that over there on Prior Road, too? I don't know if Pearl's over there or not.
No, Pearl's not over there. Pearl's off of Chipman, and it's over there kind of like in a corner, like in the corner of like Summit Crossing. Nah, it's not Summit Crossing. I don't know what that is. Over there in that area with, like, it's next to Ulta and, like, all this other stuff.
So if it's not in the same strip, it doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Yeah. No, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Pulled Pork Sandwich from the K was outstandingly good.
Awesome.
It was fantastic. Like, you don't know what you're going to get, but you get it because you're like, all right, I'm going to try this. It was a home run, not to steal a baseball pun or anything like that. So for me, I would probably go with that Pulled Pork Sandwich because that's the one I've been craving for a while. And I can't get it.
I mean, I could make a pork shoulder and bring you pulled pork. You know what? I'll do that. I'll make a pork shoulder on Saturday
little
for the cheese.
Reese's Pieces.
I'll do it. I'll bring you some leftover pulled pork.
You got to get the little mini Reese's peanut butter cups. I think that's the mini one.
Okay. Another place over there, Magic Noodles over there.
Ooh, on Prior Road in that same area?
Dude. Yeah, dude.
I mean, they're not giving anybody else in Lee Summit a fair shake with that corner. But what are your best food corners in Kansas City? Because for me, 85th and Warnell will always be number one for me. So where else are you guys going with food corners? That Prior Road, man, it's making a quick entrance.
I don't know. I don't have to go anywhere else.
You don't?
You live right next to it.
By the way, Miss Lauren says you can go to 30 Hop, $1.29 mimosas on Sunday.
What? Oh, I'm so in.
If you ever want to.
Yeah, I'm out on that. Yeah. That's not my thing. But.
Oh, man. It's like two like drops of orange juice. Like you can use like an incubator and just
so
be like,
in.
Flip, flip, there's your mimosa.
I don't like sparkling wines and I don't like juices. I'm out.
Fair. Oh, man. Prosecco on a hot day.
Love it. Love a good brunch.
You can get
other things with brunch.
Yeah, you can get a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, that's true.
You can get an Irish coffee.
Yeah.
I just get a beer.
I just like that we've talked about the day drinking. You know, you get tossed and you get home by 3 p.m., you take a nap, and it's done. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a chicken salad chick.
Wow, that's right. They have a chicken salad chick. Yeah, they do.
That's just all in one area, dude. And there's about to be hotels over there because the World Cup is coming.
That's right.
And Lee Summit is a soccer capital. Cocktail, too. But, yeah.
They got a chicken salad chick right down here on Metcalf, I believe, that just opened.
Smash.
Yeah.
But I heard people were waiting, and I'm not kidding. Jen said, like, people were waiting for hours outside this chicken salad chick.
Oh my gosh.
It's chicken salad, back tomorrow.
It's chicken.
I mean, it's
sold
chicken.
Out.
It's just chicken. Who doesn't like chicken?
And then down Chipman now, you have a Cold Stone, a Dave's Hot Chicken. I've never been.
It's really good.
And then there's a Popeye's Chicken.
I'll tell you what.
Popeye's Chicken's freaking awesome.
In about 30 years, you can get a ballpark, too, over there in Lee Summit.
Hey, man.
Once the one on 119th is ready to be demolished, you can get it over there in Lee Summit.
I used to talk normal. Then my brother hit me in the face with a shovel. Here's Popeye's.
Yeah, who is that kid? Where is that guy now?
Oh, yeah, that kid that was like, they ran out of chicken.
It's a chicken sandwich. Who doesn't like chicken?
God, give me some tacos and like 8 mimosas. Like, I got messed up one time at Third Street Social because my buddy was serving. He just kept pouring champagne into the glass. I'm like, stop. We're on 6 like beakers of.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Mimosas, but I felt great.
God, it just heartburn and indigestion from that kind of stuff.
Oh,
never been for me.
Take a Pepsi. Man,
I don't need it. There's other stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. You can have some really fun sex on a Tuesday on some mimosas.
How would you know?
It's been done. Coming up on the other side, we get back into the Royals, and we talk about a little guy that we like to talk about named Paul Skeens as well. Here on 96.5 The Fan, you're on Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.